Good morning, everybody. We're sharing tips this week on how to run the best possible web meeting or web training or web classes that you can. Today, we're going to talk about system features. So stay tuned. It's time for Pete's Points. You have to know what you want your system to do. And I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but I want to give you a couple of examples of things you want to be looking for when you're picking out a system or using it for meetings or trainings or classes. I like to do what's called breakout sessions, which where if I'm in Zoom and using Zoom as my platform and I have 20 people and I'm delivering a training class, they have this feature called breakouts where I can then assign four people to a different room, if you will, click a button, and they all go into a different location and they can interact with each other. So rather than having to talk over 20 people, there's just four people in there that can talk. And I, as a facilitator, can jump in there as well. There's also whiteboard features. Certain things have whiteboards where you can let people write on them and scroll on them and do text on them. There's all types of polling. There's Q&A. There's chat boxes. Some places have where you can show your PowerPoint slides full screen, and some have where you can make them half screen. I mean, there's so many features that you're not certainly looking for at first, but it'll be a shame to buy a system or get involved in a system and then go, oh, this other one does this. That's the one thing I wanted. That's what I really need to make my meetings. Oh, I didn't know we couldn't record. Oh, I didn't know I had a limit on the number of time. Oh, I didn't know. So again, do your research. Find out what you want your web meetings and web trainings to do and search out the features. Price is always going to be an option, and some of these are free, and you have to pay a little bit more to get some of these options, but it's worth it in the long run to have successful web-based training classes and meetings.